Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
The way that I arrived at the Golden Growl was that I was trying to describe the sound that I was getting out of my amp.
All right. Hey, everybody. It is Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my co-host and co-founder, Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everybody to this episode. And today, it's a special episode because we're going to have on Rockin' the Suburbs for the first time. I can't believe he's never been on before, but an old friend of mine, musical compatriot, and just an all-around great person, Ron Winters. Ron, how are you doing? And welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs, man.
Pat, I appreciate the invitation. I'm doing well, my man. And gee whiz, I'm just happy to be here, dude.
Thank you very much. Same here, same here. Now, for those who are regular listeners to our podcast, you may know the name Branch Manager. That may have been mentioned in our podcast in the past, but that was a band Ron worked with Discord, and he was also in a great band called Foundation. It was in a group called Sons of Disobedience that I once watched play on one of the coldest New Year's Eves in history in the city of Falls Church. I still don't know how you played the guitar that night, man.
Outside, by the way.
Outside. Yes, dude, that was wild. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. And you did some work with a band called the Bloodbats, I remember. And now, excitingly, you've got a new record, and this record just came out last week. It's a 7-inch under the title Golden Growl. And if I understand and listen correctly, Ron, this is you playing all the instruments, is that right?
That is correct, except for the drums. I had four drummers cancel on me. So I didn't want to, like, ever, like, you know, I just said the heck with it. I'm just going to forge forward, and no disrespect to the drummers that couldn't make it. They just couldn't make it. And, you know, one had an excellent excuse. He was going over to play drums with Scream in Europe. So,
that's a good excuse.
so that's like, you know, I can't be mad at the dude for that. So, right. And that was Jerry Buscher, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We know Jerry. Yeah. So this is a fantastic record, man. I have spun it several times. And the concept here is a cover of a song which I believe comes from Johnny Thunder's first solo album, and the song is called Leave Me Alone. So tell me a little bit about how you settled on this and, you know, your kind of relationship or listening-wise to Johnny Thunder's.
Man, Pat, it's so funny, man, because, like, I had a roommate, Mikey Twigger, who was big into the Dolls, man, and he was just like, dude, you got to check out Johnny Thunders. And this is like probably in the early 90s. So as you remember, because you're a 7-inch fanatic like myself. So back in those early 90s, you know, when I would pine for those 7-inches coming out, and I'm just trying to harken back, you know, that good feeling of like going to the store and picking up something that you've never seen before and, you know, just going for it. But I settled on Johnny Thunders because the Dolls, man, I know they're revered in early 70s. They're the prototypical, you know, punk band, seriously.
Yep.
But at the, you know what I'm saying? So I think their sheen hasn't faded yet, but I wanted to give the man his humanity, or at least try to, because of, you know, it's well documented his abuse with substances and yep. things of that nature. So, you know, but the humanity is still there. And it's just, I wanted to put my, like, a little bit of, like, props, if you will, to the man, and just, like, going into New York City, just doing it, man. You know, when it's super gritty. Just that period. I hope that answered the question, Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. And I liked what you said there, because you definitely get in the guitar and bass, you get some of that Dolls grit and some of that Dolls heaviness. And the whole thing, just the whole recording just has a beautiful tactile kind of feel that, you know, like you were talking about being happy and just, you know, getting a 7-inch like that. And it, I got that feeling, man. I got that old 90s feeling of getting a hit from this record when it showed up. And I was so happy and just been loving it on the turntable. But talk a little bit about the recording process. Where did you cut these tracks? And did you do the production? Because I just love the way the final product came out.
That is great. Dave Blackwell of Charles Road Records in Silver Spring, Maryland, has his own home studio in his basement.
Nice.
His son went off. Yes, his son went to college, and that freed up some space in his said basement. So we did that. It took about 10 months, Pat, to get everything like situated. And I have been recording some songs that I had written. So there are some pieces being like put together.
Sweet. That is very encouraging. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So Charles Road Records is the label that issued this. And as you said, based out of Silver Spring, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. Silver Spring is a big rock in the suburbs town. We got a couple of our hardcore listeners that live there, so that'll be exciting for them. And I gotta tell everybody, obviously podcasting is not a great visual medium, but the cover on this record is fantastic. And I'm guessing it's the Steve Lewis that you and I both know. Is that correct?
That is 110% correct, Pat.
Beautiful.
He was kind enough. I said, you know what I'm saying? I said, Steve, if you had a piece of artwork that you could, like, for lack of a better word, donate, or if I could just utilize it. And yeah. He was kind enough to give that piece. And I thanked him on the flip side of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the back cover of that. You know, and that's my photograph on the other side. On the
I love
side.
That, too.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what is that a picture of? It's really cool.
Oh, my goodness, man. It's a picture of downtown Baltimore.
Okay.
It was the red sort of just stayed there for like about 4 or 5 minutes. I was like, this is outrageous the way that it's going. It's probably around, you know, 6:30 in the morning, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Outside of Baltimore Penn Station. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
It's crazy.
It's great. So not only do you get the awesome music, folks, you get this great cover with this great Steve Lewis painting with these flowers here, and then you get this wild picture that you're not sure what you're looking like. You know, it could be the morning of the Armageddon or something. It's wild looking. and a beautiful package and beautiful labels. Now, I really wanted to ask you, Ron, about the B-side. So you did, the song is called Leave Me Alone. That's the Johnny Thunders tune. But then on the flip, it's called the All Alone dub. And like a classic, you know, Studio One or Trojan single, you know, you get the A side and then you flip it over and you get kind of a deconstruction. What was the thinking behind doing that? And was that all pulled from just recordings you did and you kind of mixed it, or did you do special recording for that?
We did some special dub mixes that both of them. We loved dub. We still love dub.
Yeah.
And it's more of a dub salute to the punky reggae party that I think
there you go.
Short lived. Do you know what I'm saying? The intertwined punk and reggae all coming together. Does anyone remember Police and Thieves? Hello.
There you go.
You know, I'm not saying anything other than that. That was the main inspiration, and the togetherness of that movement for a time with everyone that was intertwined with that period.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
totally makes sense. I think that recording on the other side, or, you know, just All Alone dub, it really hits that nerve. And I played the record. I played the first side, and then I flipped it over and played the other side. And I was like, man, this other side is fantastic, too. Maybe I'll play the first side again. It was great. It was really great. And I'm so happy to hear this music and, you know, so glad that you've push this out to completion. It's an inspiration for other musicians who have been taking years to actually get something done. So I love it, man. I just love it. Now, where is the best place for folks to get this? I know there's people out in our community that are going to want to get it and that are record people. I noticed Charles Rhodes Record has a Bandcamp page. I don't know if that's the best, but is that the best place? Okay. Fantastic. Yes. And I should say that. Yeah, it is a limited edition, so you're going to want to get it. And yeah, Ron will send me that info, and we'll post it in the episode description of this episode on our website, so you can just head right over there and click that link to get it. And there's some other cool looking stuff here on the Charles Road Records. That's all one phrase, charlesroadrecords.bandcamp.com. So go over there and check all that stuff out as well. Cause there's some really interesting looking stuff that you can kind of sample. So Ron, you mentioned, that you've recorded some other stuff, some stuff you're working on. So there is plans in the future for more stuff from Golden Growl, or do you envision this as a one-off?
You know what? I envision that there is going to be like some more Golden Growl. I'm going to kind of go for like the deep-throated chugga-chugga-chugga, like kind of, I don't know, some kind of groove. That's the way that I arrived at the Golden Growl was that I was trying to describe the sound that I was getting out of my amp.
And
this guy named Zach was just like, yeah, man, that's kind of like a Golden Growl.
Love it.
Hats off to Zach. And so I am like chomping at the bit. Hopefully I'll get some gigs and go on from there, and we're definitely going to play live as soon as I can assemble. I'm in the process of grabbing some members, and
nice.
they're on board. It's just a matter of timing. You know how it is, Pat.
I do.
Life can get in the life can get in the way, but it's not an excuse. I'm going to push forward.
That's what we like to hear. And I will say, right before we started recording today, Ron was dealing with the boiler in his house. So we do know that life
life gets in the way. I've been there. I've
perfect
been there.
Segue.
Yes, watching a guy work on my my furnace for 4 hours. You know, it's
what happens to homeowners.
That's right. That's right, Pat.
Hopefully that, yeah, but those things are what inspires us to keep going and to overcome, you know, the things and find the way. So I'm really excited about this. It's been too long since we've had some new stuff from you. So I'm pretty excited about this. And, you know, folks, I've known Ron for a long time, and I know some of you know the Branch Manager music. I know it's, you know, in rotation on our radio station. We hear it every now and then. I play it on my show, and
great.
We've got some Discord fans out there who I'm sure you know it, but you're going to want to hear Ron's other stuff, and this is a great place to start. So, you know, let's support this Golden Growl idea by going out and buying the 7-inch. That's something you can do to help get it going. So we'll show a little interest in and get started. But I just want to say congrats, Ron. This is great music. Both sides are fantastic. It's awesome that it's out, and I can't wait to hear more.
Dan, Pat, I appreciate it. And, you know, we go back like recliners all the way to like the 80s, dude.
I mean, do.
That is amazing. I'm so thankful for that. To even be on this show is like a gift. But our friendship I cherish very deeply. So I appreciate the camaraderie, my man.
Oh, thank you, Ron. It's the same here. Absolutely the same here. And as poor of a correspondent as I am, I very much value your friendship too, so I appreciate that. And I will tell everyone as we wrap up that Ron and I were talking about getting together and doing some podcasts because our musical commonalities run deep, and we both love to talk about music and to you know, just pick apart certain things and inspire each other. So we're going to try to get together and do some podcast episodes here, you know, when we can. I mean, I know we got the holidays coming up, but we'll find some time when we can get together, meet halfway and do some podcasting. So that'll be in the future. So
only on one condition.
What's
only
that?
On one condition, Pat, if we can get down with the happy flowers, man, how can we reach out to those cats?
We got to do it. That's a great idea.
Because I want to see what those dudes.
Oh, for sure, man.
Oh, that would be so great. Yeah, they clean my cutout with a wire brush.
What a band!
So, BB gun. Come on, Pat.
Oh, I know it. It's incredible stuff. Incredible.
Incredible. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you, R-Dub, very much. And we look forward to hearing from you in the future. And we look forward to hopefully some Golden Growl shows not too long in the future. And we've given out the address where to pick up this great 7-inch. And we hope everybody's gonna do that. Anything else before we close, Ron?
Man, Pat, it's been my absolute pleasure, and I really do appreciate it. I'm very appreciative of the time and the spotlight on my new endeavor here musically, and I'll keep you in the loop and in contact. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ron. And I am Patrick Foster, and we will have another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs for you before too long. So we will talk to you guys then. I still don't know how you played the guitar that night.